Well, good morning. Good morning, everyone. This is Vance Rogers, your host for Saturday AM Live, and I should have with me Ruth Williams.
Good morning, Vance.
There we go. Look at that. It worked. Hallelujah. And joining us in a bit, we also have Martha Sue Urey from, is she living in Florida now, Ruth?
San Diego.
San Diego.
Are you there, Martha Sue? She has a phone number, too.
I'm here.
Well, fantastic. Well, good. Well, let's just lay a little bit of groundwork, Ruth, and then Martha will have you chime in. And as I was just mentioning to the early birds who were already on the line, this call on the first Saturday of every month is geared for a lot of interaction. It's not just the Vance and Ruth show, because if that were the case, then we would be defeating the whole purpose. Our goal on the first Saturday of every month, on Saturday AM Live, is to utilize the knowledge that we have, and I say that really, really hesitantly, because at 41, I mean, how much knowledge can I have on the subject of how our body was created and what God wants us to have and utilize in these physical bodies, and specifically the size, the shape, and the energy level. And therefore, we want to get everybody involved that's got a fantastic story to share or a tip even of how you have utilized what Niken's given us in the form of their nutritional products and the fitness products that we have to maintain or to get going in the right direction. And I guess what really gets my goat, and I had one of these phone conversations last night, is when a wellness consultant tells me that, well, I decided I was going to, I bit the bullet and I'm going to go with this program. And it's another company that, you know, just jumped on the scene, or maybe they've been around for a while and they have a program that just, it's really not safe to go that way. So the passion for me comes out of that hey, we can make some small corrections, just like learning to drive, and alter and fix what we've got in these physical bodies to make it work well. Ruth, and before I kind of open it up here, and I got an interesting testimony the other day, and I just wanted to share it real quick, and from Jean Brock in San Antonio, Texas, and she's not on the line to share this because she's co-hosting or assisting with the Humans Being More this weekend, and she said that, I absolutely love the new body balance. I decided to jumpstart this year on January 4th, and I'm already down. I've already donated. That's Vance's terminology, because I don't look at it as losing, because lost is a negative term, and if we donate it, it's a totally different thing, because that's kind of a gift that we don't want it back. But since January 1st, Jean says, I've given up 12 pounds, and that's with only one shake on most days. I know I could do it more quickly, but with two a day, but I'm happy with the slow and steady. I have 18 more to go. So I thought that was kind of an encouraging way to kick it off with what Jean's discovered, and I know that she's using many of the other Niken nutritional products. But Ruth, let's talk about that. We've got this fantastic shake as a meal replacement or as a meal additive. There are people out there that need to gain weight, which is not the norm, but people are looking to gain so they can add it to their regular routine. What are some of the things that you're seeing since the inception of the new body balance that's really kind of been a leg up? And I know you're one that... like my folks and like the Dillmans in Northern California and like so many others that starts their day every day with a green smoothie, or will do that as a meal replacement.
Mm-hmm.
Why now? Why and why this drink?
Well, Vance, I'm amazed at how on the same track we are. I guess I shouldn't be amazed. I'm thinking that, you know, we come up with a game plan for our business. And thinking about game plans today, woke up with, well, what we need is really to plan a health game plan.
Mm-hmm.
And so it sounds like Jean did that. She decided what she was going to have to eat every day. And I was recently, I think it was at our last expo, we had Kurt Foley here, our CEO, CFO, And Dr. Knight, he took us all out to dinner, quite a few of us out to dinner, and so I arranged that I got to sit right straight across from Kurt and beside his wife and talked about the products a little bit. And we have such an ally in this man. He is just determined that we will have whole foods. And so in thinking about that, realizing, you know, you don't want to take drugs because that puts things in our body that gives our cells react badly to them. Sometimes they're necessary just for an emergency cases, but they give side effects. Mm-hmm. And why do they give side effects? They're synthetic. They're not known by our body. The food we have, whole foods, is known to our body. And so what was exciting to me is his determination that we would have whole foods, that we would not have synthetics. We had a product recently, what brought the subject up, that suddenly they took it off of our list. It's no longer there. And I said, why do we not have this? He said, well, it had a synthetic in it. We can't have a synthetic in our supplements.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're not having those. We're having whole, natural, organic food. And I just about jumped up and down. That was so exciting to me.
And you probably discovered a few things sitting across from him and his wife on their food choices. I can't imagine. And again, I'm not, for those who, you know, have to have their beef because it's what's for dinner, I can't imagine he sat down and they split a 32-ounce steak, did they?
Well, I don't remember. Actually, I have no idea what he ate. I don't sit and watch what everybody eats.
Well, the reason I mention that is because Dr. Paul Osteen, who is Joel Osteen's brother, the famous pastor of Lakewood Church in Houston, Texas, largest church in America, New York Times bestselling author. Well, his brother has been spending the last several years over in Kenya. He was with one of the core teams that went and with a news crew down to Haiti shortly after the earthquake. Anyways, I remember the first time Stacey had the privilege of having lunch with him, and we went to a Chili's restaurant, and he ordered the chicken tortilla soup, right, I believe it was. But he sat there and he ate everything except for the chicken. And I thought, and it dawned on me right then. I wish I would have asked him, but I thought to myself, and I realized later, I told Stacey, I'll bet, because the entire Osteen family, all five kids, all the wives, all and everybody, the mom, the dad, all of them have always maintained an ideal size. They're totally at their ideal weight, and people always perceive them as much taller than they are because they're so slender, and they're not. They're all 5'7", 5'8", right in there. But again, I guess making those small choices and saying, hey, we're gonna eat what's put before us, and I love the fact that Kurt Foley, as our chief financial officer, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and CEO. Yeah, and CEO, chief executive officer, is taking the plunge and saying, hey, we're going to use whole foods. And that's the reason why we have such an amazing shake. And if we combine that, I was sharing this with a gal the other day who didn't quite understand why our auto ship was so important. And some of us who know me, they've heard this, and I know I sound like a broken record, and that's dating ourselves right there using that phrase. But the trifactor, as I call it, or the three ways that the three thank yous you'll receive by utilizing AutoShip is, number one, your body says thank you because we're getting the whole foods. The Siaga at, you know, 4.5 servings of fruit per ounce, our body's saying, hey, thank you for giving me the real thing, the real nutrients, with the immunity, with the jades, with the men's and women's, everything that we consume is whole foods. And our bodies say, hey, thank you so much for giving me the real nutrients. The second thank you happens when you go to the grocery store, because all of a sudden we're getting the real stuff, so the real nutrients, so we're getting the quality versus the quantity. So our wallet says, hey, thanks, because we're spending less at the grocery store. And if you don't believe me, try it. Try AutoShip for 3 to 6 months, and watch what happens to your grocery bill. It will go down. You'll find, if you can use the phrase that we tell both of our daughters all the time, let it hit your stomach. When you sit down at a meal, let the food hit your stomach, and you'll find you're eating less because your body is getting the nutrients, especially first thing in the morning, with the Siag and the Jades. It ramps the body up. The third thank you is from your CPA, because in this is a gray area for some people whether or not you can write off the whole amount of auto ship, which is fine, but at least $100 every month. And for an individual, if you alternate your auto ship every other month, you can literally keep it about $100, $150 right in there somewhere, and that is fully tax deductible. So the first one is your body says thank you for getting the nutrients. Second one is your wallet says thank you. And then third one is your CPA says, hey, I'm going to thank you, or Uncle Sam is going to say no thank you because you just wrote off another $100 a month deduction. Because, and we all know that in order to get a check from Nikken, you need to place a $100 auto ship order every single month. So that's the way I'm looking at it, and I keep reminding myself, and I keep reading these stories from people that are saying, you know, this is what it's all about. When we develop a simple program, like what Gene Brock did, and I know my dad's cousin has, Jim Curry, over the years, has realized that, you know, a strict eating program will work, utilizing the cardio strides every day, finding things that work and sticking with it. And I know, Ruth, you do the same with exactly what you and Dennis have done. And Ruth, I don't think very many people realize this, but Dennis is, what now, 14, coming up on 14 years since he had his little heart thing?
Probably about that amount of time.
It was in the fall of 96, if I remember correctly. And you guys, it's been a while.
Yeah, 95 and 96. Mm-hmm.
Well, what I find fascinating is you guys, since then, you guys were always pretty health conscious, being Shackley, you know, distributors for years. And yet, when you have a bad gene and have a heart attack, and then have to have a six bypass surgery?
Six way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And but you guys have taken a proactive stance since then.
We have.
What is
made a health game plan?
Yeah. Okay. Let's use Dennis as an example. He travels a fair amount. How does he maintain it?
He when he's out to eat a lot, he watches what he's eating. But I guess more recently, we're really focusing on getting back on a more strict game plan with our. We use our body balance every morning, and those great shakes, those green shakes, and he likes those really well. But just knowing some of the things he's not going to eat and stay away from, he's not 100%, but it's pretty conscious of it. He was for at least 10 years just very strict about it. He takes a lot of supplements also.
But having a health
game plan, I think, is really crucial in making a decision what you're going to eat and how often you're going to eat and that type of thing. Is really important, because otherwise you're not really in control, and then you go off and don't stick to a plan. We're not 100% plant-based. We have, but we also, I just will not want to have anything that has all those antibiotics and things in it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well,
it's just pretty vegetarian.
Okay, so a lot of people get scared when you use the words vegan. And I heard a gal pronounce it the other day. She said, how did she say it? What's vegan? She saw a sign that said, you know, this is vegan in this refrigerator. And I said, it's vegan. And she said, well, what is that? And I said, well, it's a plant-based. It means it's no meat, no dairy, that kind of thing. And it's all in how you look at it. It's a positive or negative. And a lot of people get scared when you say plant-based or vegetarian or vegan, and they start to freak out. But if you look at the nutritionists and people like Dr. Oz and those who are starting to really take a stand that we don't need to be consuming these massive amounts at breakfast, lunch, and dinner of meat. I mean, I see breakfast options. Who on earth would eat chicken fried steak with two eggs on the side and a plate full of hash browns? One other thing, and then I want to, I think we should have Martha jump in and share what she did for the body mouth.
My thought when you said that, who would eat chicken fried steak with two eggs on the side? I'm from Texas, and it's like, that's on the menu.
Well, before you share, because I know it's commonplace in different parts of the country and different parts of the world that you just fall into that mode. And I have all these little things that I use, but yesterday I'm on the ski slopes again, and one of the young gals that was up with us, she wasn't having a good time, and it was very obvious. So where we were skiing is in an outback area where it's not groomed and it's not patrolled, and it's totally 100% safe, and we always stay as a group, so don't anybody panic or send me a bad email. But the three rules that we use when snow skiing very much apply to this, and number one is you got to stay in control. And exactly what, Ruth just said with what Dennis has been doing and what we all need, and Jim Curry and Gene Block and all these other, and Martha, I know you're going to say the same thing. We develop a game plan. We stay in control. That's the most important thing in snow skiing, because if you're out of control, well, it's going to cost you and other people dearly. The number two thing is maintain the parameters. And in snow skiing, you utilize a term called snow plowing for turning and stopping. And so if we can maintain the different parameters, what are the simple rules? Well, number one would be not eating chicken fried steak for breakfast every day,
mm-hmm.
unless you really feel like you have to have that, which I beg to differ, because, again, just like jumping on auto ship for 3 to 6 months, you start to pull some of those things out of your body. Just start with pork. Just take it out of your eating routine. And then move to beef and just take it out. Go cold turkey and watch what happens. But the third and most important thing in skiing for us and teaching others to ski is you got to have fun. And if you're not having fun, then it's going to get boring and it's going to get dull. And that's why I know that so many people, when they jump on this program or this or whatever, they get bored and they get tired of eating, Jennie-O's for breakfast. Or they get tired of eating a shake that's filled with junk. And as one Metafast distributor said to me, or asked me, how did Niken pull that off in this shake without adding this, this, and this? And literally admitted her company has got all these unnecessary additives and artificial this and artificial that. And she said, I can't believe Niken pulled it off with this. And I said, yeah, and it tastes incredible too. So, Martha, you with the first body balance shake that was developed a few years ago, had an amazing routine, and even after you donated quite a significant part of yourself to the, wherever it all goes, I don't know. Somebody probably found it, because you definitely got rid of it.
I've always thought, wouldn't it be cool if you could line people up and say, okay, this person needs some, this person needs to donate some. And if the person needs to donate some, could give it to the person that needs it.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be cool? kind of like going through the line, okay, I'll take some of this. No, I'll give you some of this. But it doesn't work that way. And I'm one of the ones that would say that, I'm a stress eater, and Ruth and I talked about this last week, but when things are going crazy in your life, when people would normally donate a lot of weight, a lot of pounds when they're under stress, I'm not the one, and it's not that I ate bad, it's just that I ate more, and in different crisis times in my life, I'll put it that way,
mm-hmm.
but I'll never forget. I knew about the lifestyle call, and I called in one morning, and I thought I had the wrong time. Anyway, I called in, it was kind of halfway through the call, and Ruth was on there, and I said, I just said something. I said, this is Martha Sue, and she said, oh, Martha Sue, it's so good to hear your voice. And it was like she reached her hand from Washington to Orlando through that phone line and pulled me in. And saved my life. And it truly was an amazing feeling. And some people may be listening to this call may go, I don't know what to do. I'm just a lurker. I'm going to sit here and listen. I'm not going to say anything. But there may be somebody that's out there in your life that could help you change it if you just listen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I did. I said, okay, I'm a sponge. You tell me. I'll do it. And I did. And so what happened was, because whatever she said for me to do, I did, I had great results. And I, somebody said, I don't remember who it was, but somebody said that they never stepped on the scales, they only measured. Okay, well, I'll get a tape measure. So I got a tape measure and measured myself, and every pound that I lost, I also measured every inch that I lost. And so it, you know, got to be 6 inches, 12 inches, 18 inches, and I'm like, oh, dude, that's a lot of inches. I'm donating a lot of inches. And so then it became like, wow. So it kept going and kept going. And then I thought, well, I've always been one that, you know, if you had a business card, you wore it on the right side of your shoulder so the people that saw you would go directly to your business card. Okay, well, where could I put that measuring tape that I'd get attention? So I put the measuring tape around my neck when it got to the point that it was, there was something to talk about. And people would say, what is that? And so I'd take the measuring tape off, I'd put the end of it in their hand, and I would move my hand out to how many inches I've lost in how many days. And one of the reasons that I could do that was like when I did my bus tour around the United States, and I didn't have a gas gauge, so I always had to know how many miles I'd been. I mean, because I knew how many miles I could get on a tank of gas. You know, I could get 250 miles on the two tanks of gas. Okay, well, I knew I had to get gas before I was at, like, 230.
Sure.
So I could always gauge that and tell people. And I'd pull in some city and some kid say, I don't want to try to hit golf balls. I was working with families with children with challenges and disabilities and other NEEC and wellness people across the country setting this up. And the kid would say, no, I'm not, I don't want to try this. And I'd say, you know, you mean I had been 8,250 miles to get here to see you, and you're not willing to try to hit a golf ball for me? Little guilt always works. And so I put on this measuring tape, and it was 18 inches, 20 inches, 30 inches, 40 inches. I'll never forget, there was a convention in Orlando, and Dave Johnson walked up and said, what's the measuring tape for? I said, no problem. I took the end of it and started backing up, and I think at that point, it was before the cruise we all went on, I think at that point I was probably about 40 inches.
Wow.
And I backed up, and he said, what is that? I said, that's the number of inches that I've lost in the last number of weeks. He nearly fell over. And so then when I went on the cruise with everybody, it was more inches.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's like I got so tickled the other day thinking about people on the cruise. I hadn't noticed it so much on the street, but people on the cruise said to me, are you a tailor? In other words, could they come to me and get new clothes on the ship?
Because for those who had never seen you before,
yeah.
It was quite startling. But if as a guy, I think construction tape measure, and that's not what you're talking about, a tailor's tape, the flexible
not a wooden one you'd open up, but a flexible one that would hang down around your neck like a tie would. And at one point it was so long, because I had one, and I actually gave the one I had to somebody that weighed over 300 pounds, and that was hard for me to give away my tape measure that had been everywhere with me, but we could measure her with it.
Yeah.
And I gave her that tape measure. It was one that was like, I don't know, it was longer than the normal tape measure. Never seen another one like it, but I gave it to that gal.
Uh-huh.
But I tied it in a knot around my neck like you would like a string of pearls.
Uh-huh.
And I remember at one point having on a dress and having that knotted around my neck. And I had on some pearls, and it actually was a low-cut neckline, which I hadn't worn in a long time. And I remember Elaine and I were standing there, and we were laughing hysterically because, number one, I had on a low-cut dress, and number two, I had on pearls, and people were staring. And I said, well, what's wrong? Haven't you ever seen somebody wearing pearls before? Never thinking about that, I had on pearls, a low-cut dress, and my tape measure. And when you said, Vance, a minute ago, you've got to have fun, I made it fun.
Exactly.
But what I realized on the cruise ship was not only do you need to make it fun, you really have to have something, if you want people to join you, you have to have something that's duplicatable.
Exactly.
Well,
that's what I find fascinating about everything that's out there. Our culture today, we've got these television shows like America's Biggest Loser. And Stacy and I, my wife and I were discussing this the other day because she said, you know, what's sad is what I've read online is that the majority of the people that go on that show and they lose all this weight, they end up gaining it all back because they're in an extreme pressure cooker environment and they've got these cameras and they've got all these. There's every quarter, I found this fascinating, every quarter on that show, so every 3 months that show is on television, there are 4,000, on average, 4,000 advertisers that are strategically placing their products in front of us that are not willing to pay, or they don't want to pay for the commercial advertising, so they're putting their products, 4,000 every quarter, just on that show. So tell me that that's not derailed and skewed to the wrong direction. But what I find interesting, what you're saying, Martha Sue, is exactly, you just found something that was your niche that was going to be stickable, that was going to be not only duplicatable, but for the long haul. This wasn't going to be a passing fad where we're going to lose it, and then it's going to come back again. And if someone were to tell me 5-6 years ago that I'd be saying what I'm saying, I'd say, oh, you're absolutely crazy. I didn't think I had a weight problem, but at 5'6", and 182 pounds, that's a weight problem. Because today, when I weighed myself yesterday at 147, same height, I haven't lost any height, I know the difference. And being able to go up and spend a day on the ski slopes and not do any rigorous physical exercise on a regular basis and to keep up with, you know, kids, you know, 8, 9, up to 15 years old, it was such a wonderful feeling to be able to do that. Martha, I'm curious, and I've totally cut my co-host, Ruth, off here in asking these questions. How have you been able to maintain it over the years?
Well, and it was funny, when I talked to Ruth last week, and she said, well, where are you now? And I am about 10 pounds from where I lost, gave away, donated, as you say, about 10 pounds from where I was then.
Wow.
And like I said, I have been kind of an up and down a little bit, not bad, but a little bit. I didn't get to where I wanted to go, so I still have some that I need to donate. I need to find a really skinny person and say, here, I'll give it to you. No problem. You keep it. I don't want it. But the first Saturday after Christmas, after New Year's, I went down and bought a juicer. And I never had had one and didn't buy the fancy Vitamix where you could just, you know, do it all in one fell swoop. So I got this juicer. I've been watching Jack LaLanne a couple of times on television. I thought, man, if I could be 95 and look like he does, okay, great, I need a juicer. So I went down and got this juicer. And it separated the juice and the pulp, and it talked about the vegetables. You could put the vegetables and make soup. Well, I was going to be all raw. I wasn't going to make soup, so I couldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, okay, what am I going to do? So here I had this big tub of all the fruit pulp, and then I had all my juice. Well, I remember when we were doing the lifestyle calls, you know, all the time, and I was leading one in Florida, and I said, I took my blender and I put water in it and got all the residue of my milkshake off the blender, and I drank that in water all day. I mean, I put that until that was gone. And I remember Ruth saying, man, I thought I was cheap. I wasn't going to let anything waste. I mean, you know, it's funny. You go back and all these things are in the back of your head. So I thought, well, I'm not going to waste this. So here's my mixture that I made. And for 5 weeks, I was totally juice and pulp. For 5 weeks, almost 6 weeks, which means you got to carry a lot of stuff around with you. I even started carrying my bullet with me so that I could mix up stuff. But my mixture was that I took my blender, I took 2 cups of optimized water, I put 1 cup of because the juice I do oranges, apples, I do everything. Oranges, apples, pears. Mango was a little tricky to do. But every kind of a fruit that you could do, I put it in my juice mixture. And so then I put a cup of the juice. I put pulp. I put 3 scoops of our new body balance. And I put a banana. I put some strawberries. I put some blueberries. I didn't make juice with those because there wouldn't be any.
Uh-huh.
But I made this wonderful mixture. It's a whole blender full that's a little bit thick.
Yeah, please don't tell us that you drank it all in one meal.
Oh, heavens no.
Okay.
And I mean, I have 2 big water bottles that are Sprint water bottles. I don't know how to tell you how many, but it would hold each, that whole blender full would go in and made about probably a half to three-fourths of those.
Sure.
And then I put more of the optimized water in it, so I had 2 big jugs of my drink mix.
Uh-huh.
So I drank some of it at breakfast. I drank, when I started feeling the sinking spell, I would drink some more of it. I just kept it, so I just drank it. About every 2 hours, I was drinking a little bit more of the mixture. And I drank my milkshake that had my wonderful pulp and the juice and the optimized water and the milkshake, the 3 scoops, until probably about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So, I mean, I milked it a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I was amazed I wasn't hungry at all.
Sure.
I was just amazed that I wasn't hungry at all. And then I would have, the first about 4 weeks, I didn't have any protein at all except from that milkshake.
Uh-huh.
And then I would have a mixture that would be the juice of the vegetables and the vegetable pulp. Well, it was a little different. You know, that didn't have any protein in it, but I would drink that at night because I knew that I was supposed to have vegetables. Okay, I'm fruit and then I'm having vegetables. Didn't mix it too. And then my daughter, who's a nutrition major and not on board, said, you've got to have some kind of protein. So I said, okay. I put in a boiled egg. I started eating egg whites. So I put in that mid-afternoon, then I had the vegetables at night. I lost 15 pounds during that 5-week period.
Wow.
And so that put me back to right, I'm right at 10 pounds from all that I lost, donated back in 2005.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And so I still do the milkshake that takes me through till about 3 o'clock, but I'm having a meal.
Okay.
But my meal consists of vegetables, and I'm having boiled eggs, and I'm not having, it's funny because if I go someplace else to somebody's home and they have meat, I eat it, but I don't go buy meat.
Sure.
And when you said your grocery store thanks you, well, my grocery bill is, you walk the parameters of the building, that's where the fruit and vegetables are. You're not buying any processed stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so your grocery bill goes plummeting.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited about, I talked to Ruth the other day, and I said, okay, do you use 3 scoops of this protein mix? And she said, well, I divided between Dennis and me. Well, kind of that's what I did. I divided it with me, but over two meals, basically.
Sure.
Just spread it out. So there's no way, and I just kept adding water to it to continually dilute what was there. If you actually took that mixture that I told you about, mixed up, put it in the refrigerator, it got like a pudding.
Yeah, sure. You can almost
eat it with a spoon.
Yeah, no, because as you're saying this, I'm imagining exactly what it's going to take. But it's like pancake. Vix, I use a 12-grain pancake mix that I get from Bob's Red Mill, and usually every Sunday morning, not religiously, but usually on Sunday mornings, I will sometime during the week either acquire some fruit or some berries, and it gets set in the refrigerator, and so Sunday morning, I'll just get creative, and I'll tell you, our girls, they just go nuts over whatever Daddy creates and throws in there, but like pancake batter, as it sets, it thickens up, and this shake that you're talking about, it's going to be the same thing. It's going to solidify. Martha, I don't want to cut you off, but you and I, the last 15 minutes here, have been dominating, and Ruth has been sitting, probably playing solitaire on her computer, would be my guess, because I've watched her on these conference calls in her office, and I know what she does. She's now been exposed. Ruth, what are some thoughts that are running through your mind as Martha's been sharing?
I'm thinking, what I really like listening, and it's just me. I'm sitting here just thinking about the ideas that are probably going through the people's minds that are also listening. Here's one game plan that Martha Sue came up with. And we talked about in putting this program together that different people have different needs and different lifestyles. And the thing is, you have to put the game plan together that fits you, but you just can't be real loose with it and let it go any old way. You've got to decide, okay, my goal is to get here.
Mm-hmm.
And how many times have we set a goal to get there, and then we get to the time period and we're not there. And if we don't get one set and stick to it, then we're not going to get where we want to go. And if you have a game plan to be healthy in every year of your life, if you don't have a game plan, you're not going to get anywhere. You're just going to let life happen to you. You have got to come up with a game plan and get the pop and the soda pop and these type of things out of the that is not a food. I'm not sure what you call it, but it is going to draw the calcium out of your bones and everything. And so over all these years, we've come up with, we have to have a dessert with every meal, and we have to have soda pop all the time. If you have a birthday party, you have to have all these things, and all these different times we're just eating all this junk that we put into our bodies. And if we follow that kind of a game plan, or no game plan, I've recently been hearing frequently that the life expectancy of our children is now at least 10 years younger than ours,
mm-hmm.
that our length of life is going to be 10 years longer than our children's. And
that's
because of what they're being fed.
Right, and if that's where we're at now, I think it's probably safe to say, and this is just a hunch, that 10, 15, 20, 30 years from now down the road, we're going to see that the life expectancy of parents is going to be actually outliving their children, not because they are killed in a car accident or premature death like that, or they're serving in the armed forces. But what I think we're going to see, if things don't change, if we don't develop a game plan and come up with something somewhere to go on purpose, that the parents are going to be living into their 70s and 80s, and the kids, their own offspring, are going to be passing away in their 40s and 50s, and we're seeing it. I'm reminded of the quote out of Andy Stanley's book, Visioneering, and one of the lines that I literally ran away with from that book is this, that all of us end up somewhere on purpose, or all of us end up somewhere in life. Some of us end up there on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all going to end up. We're all going to end up somewhere. Why don't we make the decision that, hey, I want to get here? And I was on a call the other day with Dave Stoltzfus, and he shared, I want to say, and I was going to get to confirm this, but I was going to say at their wellness preview, a gal that was very much up there in years, and I want to say he said she was 81 or 82, and I could be off on that, but he said she just elated that because of the Nikan product, she can do her 4 push-ups every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, well, I'm doing a bit more than that every day to maintain what I can do because it's something simple and I can do it before I jump in the shower. Do my 100 sit-ups while I'm brushing my teeth because my electronic toothbrush has a 2-minute cycle and that kind of spurs me on to get at least 100, sit-ups done. And then doing the 100 push-ups has just been something that started. I started with 25 and I thought, I'm just going to do 25. And then when I didn't feel there was a resistance anymore, I upped it to 5. And eventually I got up to 100 of each. But here's a woman who's in her 80s who's elated that she can now do 4 push-ups again.
Don't use it, you'll lose it.
Yeah, exactly.
There you'll be. You can't stand up straight if your muscles aren't good. Don't stand, and you don't have your bone structure. Before we end this call, Vance, one thing I want to cover is what's Lynn Dillman's smoothie? What's that smoothie recipe that's so tasty? We talk about it, but maybe I would just say, what we do as a base kind of is one cup of water I begin with in the Vitamix, and then I put in 3 scoops of Body Balance for Dennis and I, and then a fruit equivalent to a pear. Lynn likes a pear really well. I use a tablespoon of lemon because I like the little kick that it gives to our smoothie. And another thing that I heard people talking about putting in, including Lynn, is a couple of 4-inch stalks of celery. And after I did that, I liked it so well, and I just every smoothie has to have that celery in it now. Let's think of all that fiber. And then a couple of hands of spinach or kale. And when I use spinach, I do put my calcium and the partners I have take with calcium, the osteodense and my vitamin C and things, in a little cup so that I'm not going to eat those at the same time as I eat spinach. And that's a big reason why we're using kale or something else more often because the calcium doesn't absorb well when you're eating spinach,
mm-hmm.
according to Dr. Naidu.
Mm-hmm.
I should have that recipe right in front of me.
Well, we'll get it and I'll...
A banana or so.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got to get it online. About a half of a banana. And then I usually add some more ice cubes to it. Mm-hmm. And it is really delicious. Well, and it's a real, you know, first I thought a green drink, you know, but it is really a very pretty green drink.
Mm-hmm. And you're putting in the jades as well, right?
No, I take mine separate.
You take yours separate, okay. Ruth, you could throw that up on your website, right, at ybhurton.biz.
Mm-hmm.
That would be very much possible, and people can go there and not wait for it, so it'll be there. You know, Ruth, our school systems are teaching some great things today, and I know there's a show, I saw an ad for it a couple days ago, one of these executive or famous chefs is challenging the public school system and going into them, and I think it's on ABC, I can't even remember, but what I find fascinating is when our kids come home and they start asking the question, Daddy, did you know? And McKenna did this a couple weeks ago on the subject of celery. And she said, Daddy, do you know that you burn off more calories eating celery than you absorb in your body? And I said, I didn't know that. How did you find out? Oh, we were learning about it in school.
Mm-hmm.
So she's, in, you know, and I thought, you know, we're starting them off on the right track. It's, you know, I know that the statistics are coming against us, but we can make a difference. And if we just start one at a time, we won't be dealing with, and our kids and our grandkids won't be dealing with the cultural issues. However, we have to accelerate our game plan here. And we have to be more vocal and more active. I did this last week with a kid, that younger guy in his 20s, and I wasn't in a grocery store. I was at our food recovery program here in Corbett, a small little community thing that I'm a part of, and he's got a loaf of white bread. And I said, you know, and I know some of you are going to think this is gross, but I looked at him, I said, Paul, I don't know you very well. I just met the guy. And I said, I've got some a collection. My wife saves them. We don't drink wine that much, not often, but she's got a small little collection of corks. And I said, I could run home and grab some of those, and you could swallow those, and they'll do the job a whole lot faster than you eating that bread. I said, do you have any idea what your large and small intestine and your everything in your body is trying to do to process that? And he said, well, I said, have you ever read the ingredients? And he said, well, no, why? And I said, well, flip it out. Well, it says right here, enriched flour, so that's got to be good for you, right? So 2 minutes later, he literally, with almost, not with tears in his eyes, but I could see the passion in his eyes, he said, thank you, nobody's ever told me. And I showed him an alternative, which was right there in front of him. In us in Portland, we're spoiled. We have a bread called Dave's Killer Bread, which is absolutely amazing, 100% organic. But he thanked me. And I know that all of us as wellness consultants, we will continue to get thanked if we'll take the time, a little bit of education. And number one, we got to do it ourselves. And number two, we've got to be vocal and reach out to people and say, this is what Nikan has given us. And, you know, you should check it out. What have you got
to
lose?
What was the name of your bread?
Dave's Killer Bread. Martha, if
say
you will...
Say it again?
Dave's Killer Bread.
Oh, okay.
You can go online and order it. It'll cost you $11 a loaf. Get it straight from the bakery. Or Martha, and I'm not opening this, but Martha, as a thank you for being on this call, if you'll email me your mailing address where you're going to be the next week, okay. around a bit. But you email me your address and I'll make sure we sit down. How's that sound?
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you. I love being here. This is fun.
This, and then you'll get addicted and then you'll say, Vance, okay, you created a problem here because now I need it. But we can make those small choices and it'll totally change. And it, again, I want to remind folks, maybe a smoothie isn't for you. Maybe starting your day with a shake isn't for you. However, if you utilize the basic nutritionals, the yoga, the jade, the men's and women's, the omega, you're going to find your body is going to thank you as a result. Find something that'll work for you and stick with it. So I think we've got time. We're kind of a little longer than we usually go, but is there somebody that's on the host line or that you could jump on the host line by hitting *6 and just share a quick tip?
This line is now unmuted.
Vance?
Yeah, go ahead. Sandy Martin from Fremont, Ohio. I mentioned you earlier. Sandy, share with the group. I want specifics. Your age, your height,
okay.
Your weight.
Okay. Oh, you're a dangerous man.
I know.
Well, I'll be 69 in September, and I still work full-time at my government job, and I can't wait to retire to spread more news about McCann. I still do it, but need more time. I'm 5'3.5". Okay.
Okay.
And I think I weigh usually about 124. To 126 tops. And I'm very blessed. My mother always taught me if you gain a few pounds, lose a few pounds. Don't let it get a jump on you. And pretty well balanced food. But I started studying and decided dead flesh wasn't for me. So if I'm at somebody's house, I eat dead flesh. But otherwise, I'm a plant-based person. And it's so much more interesting. The food is so much more interesting.
Dead flesh. I like that term, dead flesh.
That's what it is.
You are very physically active with aerobics?
Oh, yeah. I've gone to Jazzercise 3 or 4 times a week for 25 years, but I also walk my German Shepherd every day a couple miles.
Sounds like you're going right now. And one more quick question, Sandy, that I think that the group should know is because somebody could look at your numbers that you just gave at 5'3" and 120, 124 pounds and say, well, you're a little overweight. However, I've spent time with you in your home, and I know there's nothing extra on you. And doing Jazzercise as often as you have for as many years as you have, your muscle ratio on your body is much higher than normal.
Well, and, you know, I kind of think that people underestimate exercise, but I just wanted to say a good thing about the Body Balance program. I was a size probably 9 for most of all my life, and I was okay with that, but after middle age, I started getting this little punch, and I'm like, boy, working out, should get rid of that, and so forth. Well, anyway, the Body Balance program came on, and I decided, you know, I don't really care if I lose weight, because if you lose too much, it's hurting your bones, you know, and not as healthy. But I wasn't happy with this little waistline and punchy thing, so the Body Balance program, and I felt like you can't talk about something if you haven't experienced it as well. You need your passion, you know, not just your facts. So I went through the program like a month, and then I just went to the shakes, and this is quite amazing. I went to a size 7 and lost 3 pounds.
Wow.
So I lost 2 dress sizes, but went down, you know, in exactly where I wanted to. You know, that was the body fat my body was hanging on to because of whatever, the Body Balance did that. And I stayed on, plus, I have a really busy life. I know everybody does, but, you know, 8 grandchildren, church work, only child of an 86-year-old mother. I mean, don't ask me how I fill my days because I don't have time to tell you. And But it gave me a freedom just to make those shakes. It took no time at all. It was awesome, you know, and I knew I was getting, I believe so much you are what you eat, you know. So that's a quick one on the Body Balance, and it's just awesome to have the time. The only thing I would caution people, don't chug it just because it tastes good. Take the time to treat it like a meal and sip it so that your brain recognizes there's something going in there, because it's easy to chug, you know, just sip it down. And then the lactoferrin, can I throw in a word about that?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, a long time ago, I slipped on some black ice carrying a briefcase to the courthouse and ended up cracking something in the back, in my lower back. And the neurologist is like, oh, okay, well, you take this pill that will make you feel better. Well, I said, will it heal? No. So it was just for discomfort. And it was like even above our insurance, $30-$40, you know. And all it did is make me a little sleepy. Well, the lactoferrin came out. And this is, not everybody's going to have the same result, obviously, but it was 10 days into taking the lactoferrin. I had no more discomfort.
Wow.
It was gone. Yeah. And during that 10 days, I was helping out my daughter's family. Which she had a new baby, so I was hauling around a toddler a bunch of the time. So that was pretty big stress on that back issue, you know.
And again, if we target what the body needs, it'll...
Yeah, and working out all these years, one would not think I would have stiffness and so forth, but I had noticed I had been starting to have, like getting up from a chair or whatever, a little bit of stiffness, you know, from sitting for a while. Since that lactoferrin, that problem is completely eliminated. I mean, I would give up anything before I would give that up. And then can I throw in one more little thing about the women's daily? My boss is like 45. She's big into fitness and good eating, and so we have a lot in common. But anyway, she was having a terrible time with the menopause issue, hot flashes. She didn't sleep well. She kind of laughed about it, but she's like, here I am soaked again for the fourth time today. So she tried the women's daily, and in the first month, that problem was 50% eliminated. After her third month, it is 95% eliminated. And she doesn't even have other things from the Ken.
Yeah.
You know, and she is so grateful that her life is so much more comfortable now that her body is balanced through the women's nutritional. So it's just, those nutritionals are awesome. I wish I had, you know, could take every single one of them. If I was a junkie, it would be the Nika Nutritional Junkie.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Sandy. Again, appreciate it greatly. And we're a bit over, but I know there's another voice that I heard that wanted to share something.
This is Steve.
Go ahead, Steve.
In January, I think it was, I bought 5 books, nutritional books, 4 by Victoria Botenko. And we're talking about green smoothies. And the one thing that I think it was Wednesday morning, I picked up that particular book and just, for whatever reason, just happened to glance at a page. And I spotted this, and I thought I would mention this just because I love the smoothies. In the month of February, I was really fighting a gout issue and couldn't walk at all, but I still dropped 10 pounds and using 1 scoop of Body Balance in my green smoothie every morning and drinking a quarter green smoothie over a 4 or 5 hour period. But I just wanted to read this to you because it's something that I caught and read it to the lifestyle support call that morning. And one of the people had been suffering with this and said, you should always rotate green leaves that you add to your smoothies. Almost all greens in the world contain minute amounts of alkaloids. Tiny quantities of alkaloids cannot hurt you and even strengthen the immune system. However, if you keep consuming kale or spinach or any single green for many weeks without rotation, eventually the same type of alkaloids can accumulate in your body and cause unwanted symptoms of poisoning. And she talks about it in great length in another chapter. But it says, please note that you don't have to rotate fruit in your green smoothies. Most commonly used fruits contain very few or no alkaloids and cannot cause the same toxic reaction as greens. However, rotating fruits will enhance the variety of flavor and nutrition in your smoothies. And so she uses about 7 different greens that she rotates every day. And so
Which is just... You know, Steve, it's one of those things that's common sense that you're not going to eat the same thing every day. Because if you do, your body is going to say, hey, you're killing me. I know you surely enjoy this in your mouth, but you're killing the rest of us because we need a variety. God's given us so many different things to enjoy as far as fruits and vegetables and what's on this planet. and we don't have to come up with a dull and a boring system to doing the same thing every single day. Well, Steve, you gave me the perfect segue, and I know that Ruth's got to get off the line, and I need to get on off the line because we've got another call to get on. But for those of us who want to pass on the information that was shared, again, Ruth will show up the smoothie recipe on her website, which is www.ybhurton.biz, B-I-Z, and that's the letters Y, the letter B, H-U-R-T-N. biz. So check there, and then also our other, as Steve Crowfoot is our master recorder, if we could call him that, on his website, which is www, and the word can, C-A-N-B for you. So www.can, the letter B, the number 4, and the letter U, .biz. And if you go there, you can see the recording of all these great calls on Saturday morning. I call them great because I've been on 99% of them, and they are great. I have pages full of notes from the past several years. So check it out. And if you're listening via the recording and you want to join us live, we'd love to have you every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. on the West Coast. And the phone number is simply 218-548-1536. And the code to join is 1536 pound. Again, that's 218-548-1536 and the code 1536 pound. So thank you.
Thanks, Vance. I've got to go. Bye.
Okay. Bye, Ruth.
Thanks, everybody.
Again. Thank you, Martha Sue Urey and Sandy Martin and Steve Crowfoot, especially. Martha, thank you for sharing so much great, fantastic, life-altering information. And I'm not going to review it all because we're out of time. So you guys have a fantastic weekend and look forward to talking to you next weekend. We've got Jackie Pilkington. Am I pronounce that correctly? Pilkington,
mm-hmm.
After reading it.
Yeah, you did.
She is a wonderful gal. Background, just wait till you see her bio. It's going to be a little lengthy because I got so much I've got to condense when I send out my weekly reminder this week. But she'll be with us next week. And then 2 weeks from today, we've got Rob Mason. And I'm not 100% confirmed on that because he's got a travel schedule he's working around. But Rob is a veterinarian in British Columbia. Got a fantastic story to tell. So that's what we've got on tap for the next couple weeks. And then, obviously, again, next month, the first Saturday of April, we'll be back talking about body balance. More testimonies, more little tips to use to really run the gauntlet with this and make it work. So, you guys, again, thanks for joining. Have a great weekend, and look forward to talking to you again real soon. Bye-bye, everyone.
Thanks so much, Vance. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.